everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm Tanner.
And I'm Nick.
And today, we are talking about Valentine's Day. Great day of love.
Yeah, buddy.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more. All right, Nick. Today, we're talking about Valentine's Day, the day of love.
Love, man.
Man, there's a lot of stuff throughout the years. Like, I think a lot of people even, like, base the beginning of their year off of Valentine's Day. Where they're like, I gotta have a boyfriend before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's what,
like,
I was gonna say. A lot of people actually try to get in a relationship
before Valentine's Day. Yeah,
which, in my opinion, is stupid. Let me give you a little Nick fact. Nick fact is, if you've got a little date and it's not very serious and you're just casually dating somebody, or if you're single, do end the relationship or do not get in a relationship before Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is a very serious holiday for lovers. It is a very expensive holiday if, you know, modern expectations and stuff. So the best thing to do is little Nick advice from Nervous Nick, do not get in a relationship just for Valentine's Day. And if you're in a casual one and it's not going anywhere, end it before Valentine's Day. It'll save you a lot of money. And honestly, people probably feel bad for you. Go to the bar on Valentine's Day and be like, where's your date? I ain't got one. Somebody buy you a beer.
Probably. That sounds like a lonely Valentine's Day.
How's your Valentine's going to be this year?
Probably lonely at the bar.
Getting that free beer.
Getting that free beer.
Because he's friends with Nick. He knows what to do.
There's a few different viewpoints on Valentine's Day. There are some conspiracy theorists out there that believe that Valentine's Day is literally just there for companies to make money.
Oh, I've heard
chocolate that, companies, jewelry companies. This is just an excuse to spend a bunch of money.
Yep. You believe it's true?
Okay, my outlook on it is, I get Valentine's Day, this national holiday where everybody's doing all this romantic stuff. I don't think there should have to be a day that makes me do that. I should do that every day.
Tanner's love is every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
It's every day, bro.
So, like, there shouldn't be a national holiday that tells me I need to get something for my girlfriend or my wife or whatever. I should do that and show my love every single day, not one day a year.
So what are you saying about me? I go all out for Valentine's Day. I take Holly any restaurant she wants to go. I usually get her a nice gift.
Do you do that any other days other than the holidays throughout the year?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So, literally, at that point of you looking at it that way, if you're looking at it that way, Nick, does that mean that this day was just set up to make money for the companies?
No.
No, because you do it on other holidays and other days throughout the year, Nick. So why must you do it on this day and go all out?
Valentine's Day is commemorating St. Valentine, who would marry people, and the church didn't want to. They're like, y'all can't get married. If they were in love, they'd go to him, and he'd marry him.
Right.
Right. That's what the holiday honors. So on that holiday,
so where's the gifts and stuff come in? Shouldn't it be a holiday where people get married?
You're not wrong, but who doesn't like gifts? Well, I give gifts on Christmas.
Okay. Might be a little bitter.
Yeah, he's salty.
Okay, because
all these flavors, he chose to be salty.
This is why, okay.
Terry's like, I'm single, and I'm hurt. I don't want nobody else to be happy.
It has nothing to do with me being single.
Heart on stick must die.
Has nothing to do with me being single. It's, okay, I don't like chocolate. Valentine's Day is literally a chocolate holiday.
You're reaching.
You're going to get hearts full of chocolate. You're going to get chocolate roses, chocolate everything. I don't like chocolate, Nick. They just recently, over the past few years, was like, here's this plastic heart with Skittles and shit in it. Before the past 2 years,
what are you complaining about?
You get chocolate. And I'm just like,
you get chocolate. Everyone gets chocolate.
This guy don't like chocolate.
You get extra chocolate.
But so,
conform, Tanner.
See, that's what Valentine's Day is about, Tanner. Conformity.
Assimilator, get out.
Yeah.
Eat your chocolate.
But so, like, I think that Valentine's Day, you really should show your love the entire year, not just on one day. Now, it's just like Christmas. If I had kids, I would buy my kids stuff throughout the year, not just
But
on
is
Christmas.
That just corporate America trying to get a dollar off of you when you should be thinking about Jesus' birth, and you're out here buying thousands of dollars, kids' toys they're going to play with for 2 minutes, what? And throw away and never touch again.
Okay. Touche. See, yeah, now, touche. Since you're going down that rabbit hole... See, now, the reason why people give out gifts...
Oh, he saw me coming.
The reason why, yeah. Why people give out gifts at Christmas is because the three wise men came and gave gifts to Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
That's what that represents.
You believe that propaganda sold
okay,
was, by corporate America?
Was Saint Valentine giving out chocolate roses?
He might have.
He was not. He was marrying people, Nick. He was marrying
have.
People.
He might have. Maybe he gave him a little wedding present. I got this chocolate over here.
You're digging deep.
Why is this?
I'm putting my boots on. It's getting thick over here.
Why did this become a debate?
All right. This is not a debate. Okay, so I think that you should show your love
so,
all the time.
So what the single man is trying to say is, what's the point? Why? Why Valentine's Day? We just skip over it.
I understand. Nick, why don't you give a little input into... something about Valentine's Day. Maybe something you enjoyed or missed or liked.
Like memories?
Yeah.
I got a lot of memories from Valentine's. Oh, you remember being kids and like in pre-K and like elementary school and you'd make the little box?
Yeah.
And then everybody'd put like, yeah.
Yeah. I remember, I remember being at home and writing little cards, and you go put them in the thing. Yeah,
I remember having like a little crush on like a girl, and then I'd be like, "I'm gonna get the X-Men Valentine's.
Yeah,
yeah. That's so cool!" And I'd like write all over it. Yeah. Well, I'd write my name.
To from.
Put them in there.
Maybe put a sucker in there with it. The ones that slid in there.
It should be like, "Wow, Waldo Disney, cool X-Men." You just be sitting there, just like.
Yes.
Or like you do with me, and a girl will never know about it. I bought the packs of like, I can't remember, I think it was Dragon Ball Z, but I bought one pack because I knew her favorite TV show. I don't remember what it was, like Pokemon. Bought one pack of Pokemon, got her favorite Pokemon, and signed it. Just that one. Everyone else got it. I remember opening her box, looking at her.
Damn, Nick. That
heart,
was romantic.
Heart throbbing. And she went,
Oh! Oh, that hurts. Oh, man, that hurts.
Oh, man, love. Am I right?
Yeah. Love hurts.
What about you, Tanner? What got good little memories you got?
The box was a good one. I remember that. That was
everybody
a lot
remembers
of fun.
That. Everybody's done that. Everybody went to public school. Did his homeschooled their mom put.
Mom made him a box. And stuff.
Love mom.
Yeah. I mean, I have some good memories of Valentine's Day, like going on like fancy dates and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
The only problem I learned is like with Holly, like our first year of dating, I took her on some really nice dates. I worked like a dog.
You set the bar too high, man.
That's what it did. And after that, it was...
Yep. Set the bar too high. Because then once the bar's here, and then next year you do this, she's going to be like...
Little factoid from
Nick. Was I bad this past year? Like,
well, another little factoid from Nick about love advice. Don't set the bar too high, because then the next year, they're disappointed. They don't say it.
That's right.
But when you're like, oh my God, we're going downtown and eating here and doing a carriage ride, you're so sweet. And then next year's like Taco Bell and like a romantic comedy. She's like,
What happened? Yeah. This isn't the same Nick. Like, this is different.
Stayed with me for 10 years, though.
Okay, Nick.
She was hoping for that next Valentine.
Yeah.
If I keep waiting.
Yeah, yeah. I have a question.
Sure, yeah.
This isn't more for me. This is for the people out there in the universe. What is an appropriate Valentine's Day gift?
How long have you been together?
That's a good question. All right, so let's do it two different ways. Let's do what is an appropriate Valentine's gift for someone you want to be your Valentine?
Ooh.
And what is one of something you've been together maybe 2 or 3 years?
Ooh, that's good. And you want Nick advice. Should be going to you for love advice.
What is Nick advice?
Hopeless romantic over here.
I am a hopeless romantic.
Yeah. Tanner's like
hopeless being the key word.
Tanner's like Barney Barney Stinson and Ted Mosby fused together.
I go all out on first dates. I go all out. I'm talking. We're not going on one date. We're gonna do 5 dates in one day. We go all out on date number one. All
right.
Bar way too high.
Let me answer my question. Okay, if you want someone, so you've got a crush or something on a girl, yes. And you're like, it's Valentine's Day. What should I get her?
Yes.
Absolutely nothing. Maybe a rose, and that's
it. But you're gonna be single after that.
No.
You're dating.
Okay, if you're dating, then you get flowers. If you haven't been together very long, then the first step is always flowers. You can do a rose. Mm-hmm. You can do a dozen roses. You don't do anything more than that. For first year or two, a dozen roses, a box of chocolates, and a teddy bear, all you need. As a matter of fact, I got my wife, at the time my girlfriend, our first Valentine's Day, it's exactly what got her, was a box of chocolates, a teddy bear, which became known as Mr. Bear, and a dozen roses.
Nice.
No? Yes, I got her a dozen roses. We still have the bear, still nice. To this day.
She doesn't have the chocolate, though. The roses.
No, Tanner, she doesn't. She doesn't have the chocolate.
I know,
roses.
I'm just kidding.
No, but if you like a girl, if you like a girl and you want her to date you,
yes.
It's Valentine's Day.
You're interested.
And you want to get something, then I would recommend, because it's not too much, it's not too little, you have to let her know how you feel, and perhaps if you tell her on Valentine's Day, a single red rose.
Okay.
That way it doesn't scream like, I'm crazy, here's a dozen roses.
Right, yeah.
And it's also like, hey, I don't, you know, you're cute, I don't give a F, and then throw something at her, some garbage.
Just a single red rose.
Single red rose, and be like, you know, it's Valentine's Day, I don't really want to be alone. I'm going on a date, and then one red rose.
That's nice, I like that.
Not too much, not too little, but it shows enough that, first off, you got a freaking rose on Valentine's
Day. Yeah.
And then second off, it's like, it shows you put in the time enough to think.
Hmm.
It's Valentine's Day, I like you. Here you go.
Okay, now the second back half of that question.
Okay.
Let's say you've been together 2 or 3 years. Appropriate gift?
Dinner.
Because you are the main man. Y'all been together fucking 12, 13 years at this point.
A single rose, if you're not dating, but you want to. First year or two would definitely be a dozen roses, a box of chocolates, and a teddy bear. Farther than that, it goes into food. You need to be taking them to a nice dinner. And the longer you've been together, the nicer that meal needs to get. You got me?
Okay.
You can't be together 12 years
and
take her to Red Robin.
Right,
Red Robin's okay if you're like, hey, babe, it's Valentine's Day. We've been together 3 or 4 years. I'm going to take us to Red Robin, that burger place. I'll pay for everything. Ice cream, I'll get you a dessert, everything. That's romantic till about year 8.
So
then
on
year 8, she's like, you keep taking these cheap places, then you've got to step it up and be take you somewhere nice like Rubizio.
Are we talking about year 1 and 2, we're talking about roses, chocolates, and teddy bears.
Yes.
Year 3, maybe McDonald's.
Whoa, and then work up from
there. So where are you setting that bar at?
It's been a sit-down restaurant. You take her out to a sit-down restaurant.
Okay.
Somewhere you sit down. And I ain't talking, don't take her out to Rodizio where it's Brazilian.
Right,
all
yeah,
you need Brazilian steak
saying.
For $50 a person.
Yeah.
No, all I'm talking about, you should take her somewhere like Red Robin or somewhere kind of sit down where you can be intimate, you can enjoy some food. You pay for it, of course. Get her a dessert, come out, maybe surprise her. Oh, get her the chocolate cake, don't tell her, and then they bring it out. Oh my God, I got that for you. So you do that. But you can't take her to Red Robin at year 8.
Right.
We're talking for most people, don't date 10 years. Marriage, time, long-term relationship, you've got to step it up. It needs to go from being kind of a semi-casual, semi-romantic to you need to start putting some money into it. You need to start going to JL. We're from Chattanooga, Tennessee, so I'm talking about Hamilton Place Mall area. The Choo Choo downtown would be one. J. Alexander's would be another one. A nice, classy place.
So
a classy broad.
You know what I'm going to do? How I'm going to spend my Valentine's Day this year?
What's that?
Okay, so I am spending my Valentine's...
He's going to buy 28 red roses and go to each girl he's got his mind on and be like, will you?
No. I am spending this Valentine's Day alone, to say.
Mm.
But so my plan is I'm going to go to...
Every bar in Chattanooga.
A store, and I'm going to buy maybe 25 or 30 really cheap rings, and then I'm gonna go to a really high class restaurant, and I'm gonna sit down at a table.
You're not gonna do what I think you're gonna do.
And I'm gonna pay my waiter to put
Hold
it
on,
like
put
in people's
in drinks
and take it to the table to where, and then I'll just sit back and watch as the guy's like trying to explain, no, honey, that's not from me.
See, that conversation can go three different ways. They're either both going to look at each other and go, nah, and laugh.
Yeah.
Or she's going to be like, oh my God, yes. Yeah. And he's like, no.
Or he's going to go along with it.
Somebody's going to have a shotgun. Yeah. They're just going to start a shotgun yeah. wedding because he can never look her dead in the eye and be like, I didn't give you that ring.
No.
And then later she's going to get married and find out it's fake. And like, you pay.
It's some jank little you pay. Ring. Yeah.
The gems fall out yeah. by night. She wakes up in the morning, one's like stuck in her cheek.
But I was thinking about doing that. That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, man. That's good.
Might
man.
Make somebody else's night.
It'd be a good YouTube video.
It would.
It'd be good. That'd be a really good YouTube prank.
Yeah.
You should do it.
I should.
You won't. You won't, but you should.
But, yeah, so.
Somebody's going to watch this and be like, it's going to go viral. They'll be millionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, everybody, that's our video on Valentine's Day. We covered a bunch of different little topics. We hope that you have a good Valentine's Day and you have a Valentine. Get them something nice and special. Not just men getting women something. Women, get your man something. Get out there and do it right.
2019. 2019.
I've written 28 on a side note. I've written 2018 on every paperwork I've had to do.
I work at a tax office, so I have to log every single time somebody comes in, and every time I'm like 2/2/18, crap, 19. Yep. Every time the next day I have like 30 people come in. Dang it.
Every time.
It's old, man.
But hold your Valentine's close. On this lovely night. Have a good Valentine's Day.
Lovely. You realize we release at 8 a.m. We're talking about lovely night.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have a lovely night that night.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's just end it, man.